on a day. There's a school shooting. Still, you can't stop yourselves from being little spurgy, little autistic nuts. Got them. Confirmed. I sat here and watched. So I was having an issue. Don't worry about it. Signal. I was having a problem with the signal. Signal wasn't working. Anyway, the point is, I watched people in the chat room before the show speculate that my internet was the problem, yell at me for not doing something about my internet, and then doubting me and considering maybe I'm lying about the internet even being a problem. Now, I never said anything about the internet. The internet has not had an issue at all. I had a problem with the signal. Don't worry about it. These are technical terms you don't need to concern yourself with. The signal was having an issue, and I had a problem with the signal. But I watched people in my chat wonder if it was the internet, convince themselves it's the internet, and then go, you know what? I bet it's not even the internet. I wish my brain could work like... I wish my brain could work like you idiots' brains works. Anyway, let's blame the signal, okay? Let's not blame the internet. Let's blame the signal, okay? Brian Landon said, like to request anything in the FLO, LFO cat. I don't know what this is. Like, every 3 weeks we have some idiot request a song. Like, have I ever done that? I'll never do that. I'll never do it. So I don't know. Are you stupid or is it a bit? And I liked Brian Landon. Again, I said he was a talented guy. I'm starting to wonder. These guys might be dumber than we ever could have imagined. Yeah, man, we'll play it.
Fafo, 43 and 19. When thou fucketh around, thy findest out. Another sin for the toe.
I don't even know, man. So yeah, leave me alone and don't request what? Oh God. This is the same guy, by the way. Again, Brian Landon, I hate to do this to you, you know. We've met in person. You're a very nice guy. You've offered to assist me. You have assisted me in many ways. You might be too dumb to listen to the show. We might have to let you go. The other day he was like, nobody says I reached out to somebody that they already know. You only reach out to people you don't know at all. Okay. I mean, you're incorrect. You're insane. These are insane statements of belief for a grown man. You've never reached out to somebody you know? You've never reached out to somebody you've met? Okay. I don't even want to fight about it. Now, here he goes in the chat. That's not what I said. Look, what you were trying to say was he has a different lawyer. And I was like, yeah, maybe. Literally, nobody even argued with you about that. We went... Yeah, he might. I don't know if he has the same one or not. And you were like, he has a different one because he said he reached out on Friday. So, like, that was the first time they ever had contact because that's what he said. He said he reached out. So if he had known him before, he would have already reached out or you would have used a different verb. Painful. Hey, request another song, nerd. First of all, there's like a pattern, you know. Problem again that people can't get it. We do members only shows on Friday night and we play music perform. Friday night. You'll have Cousin It in here every other weekend, you know, like on a Tuesday. You're like, I bet he's going to play an hour of emo songs. I won't. We do that on Friday nights. Pay attention to patterns. I don't know what's going on with everybody. So anyway, Brian Landon, fuck you. We're done here. And never listen to this show. Never listen to this show again. We hate you. Beat it. Join Shades Cal and get, you know, relegated to the ocean of blacks we forgot about. On the day of a school shooting, Brian Landon, on the day of a school shooting. Anyway, we're here. We're doing it. It's late night. NLO, you're cranky. Hit the bong. I'm not cranky. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. So I just want you to be in the same boat as me, huh? Just kidding. Look, Brian Landon's probably a much more talented guy than me, but I like to yell at people. And I don't feel like the day gets started right until we yell at a fan. And unfortunately, I got nobody else in my inbox to yell at. So Brian Landon it is, you know, requesting a song, thinking like, look, you've reached out to me and asked to help with Hackamania, and you've done, you know, the Rod Pocket. So you've done great stuff. You do great work, and you know, you're a fan, and you collab, and all that kind of stuff. So if I was to meet, I was like, you know what? Brian Landon said he could help with this thing. I wonder if he'd be willing to get involved. How would I reach? Would I? Now we've met, and we've talked. Would it be appropriate to say I would reach out to you to? No, because we've met, so you probably wouldn't reach out. You'd get in contact. You'd extend some sort of communique. You wouldn't reach out. You'd maybe breach the silence with words, but don't reach out. We've got to start burning these men. Okay, anyway. All right, Aaron was back today, and I know everybody's seen it and watched it, and so we don't really have to, and that's it. Thank you for tuning in and checking out the show, and keep up with Steel Toe Boring Show on Reddit, and Doom has a good clip channel. Oh my God. I watched, I guess Kevin Brennan, you know, it's been over 48 hours. So Kevin Brennan got word that Nick Riccata called into my show. I mean, first of all, Kevin's got to start like, can he live on the same timeline as the rest of us? But somebody sent me the clip. I think My Lost Interest or somebody has a clip. And they're like, and Kevin's watching me. And shocker, he's gnawing on crackers and olives or whatever the fuck old men eat to try to, you know, slow down their senility. And literally, like, what's the gag? Every day he's just snacking on camera. Every day there's just a fucking, you know, continental breakfast laid out in front of this fucking idiot. Like, it is wild. It is wild. And then he plays a clip in this, and Kevin Brennan literally goes, like, look at Melton. He's thinking about donuts. This is what he has. This is what we're doing. Nick called into my show, and Kevin watched it, and his comedic instinct, and I don't understand. I really don't get it, because he surrounds himself with the top comedy minds. Stevie Lou, Ray, Chad. These are the guys who keep coming back for more. These are the top comedy minds in his sphere. So I don't know how he's not able to think of something. Literally, he was like, look at Melton thinking of donuts. Thinking of donuts. First of all, nobody eats donuts. No one eats donuts. What year is this? This isn't 1980s, and we're all learning the words to walk like an Egyptian. All the cops at the donut shop go away, away. Nobody eats donuts. What sprinkles, cupcake, crumble cookie fairyland are you living in? Donuts? Not since the church fundraiser has... I'm a bacon, egg, and cheese, bagel, home fries and short stacks, country fried steak kind of a boy, okay? If we're doing breakfast, this is where your mind goes? I mean, what year is it, you Point Pleasant motherfucker? Look at him. He's thinking about donuts. I am? I'm almost 50 years old. I don't think about donuts. If I want donuts, I go get donuts. You know how hard it is to get donuts? You just go get donuts. No, I mean this. Nobody thinks about donuts. Like, what the fuck? But this is what he's got. This is what he's got out of the Nick Riccata. Again, like, you know, at least the Nick Riccata haters are over there going like, he probably fucks children. Like, okay. Okay, that's a based stance. That's something. That's something. Kevin Brennan's over there. He's like, first of all, you're the only guy who eats on stream in the every day predictably. You can put it's like a free space on the Kevin Brennan bingo card. Is he going to be eating and not have any sort of witty commentary? Look at him. He's probably thinking about donuts. It's like, okay. And then I didn't even finish the clip. I haven't watched MLC in months, plural. That's what he's still up to that. Just checking. Could anybody say, T.O. Hank, does anybody have a good clip? Does anybody have a good clip of MLC where he's on fire recently? I want to know. I couldn't believe it. I saw Ray the other night, and again, I haven't watched Ray in months and months and months, along with Chad, but I saw Ray the other day. Literally, Ray was like, Carl wants me to come on, but I won't go on with Carl because it upsets Kevin. When did this happen? I've been so out of the loop that Ray is literally like right back under Kevin's thumb. Ray's so fucking stupid. And I mean this time. There'll be no other communication between Ray and I. I just like, he's too dumb to learn anything. He is too stupid. He's not worth the trouble. He's not worth the hassle. I know he sold 6 tickets to Hackamania. It's not worth the trouble. This is a guy who did nothing but, again, like, Kevin was his dad. He looked up to him so much. And then Kevin, like, literally just spit in his open mouth. Literally, like, gaped his asshole, spit in it. You know, I just tried to get his sister on to talk shit about him. You know, all the Kevin tricks. You know, the same way Kevin was trying to call this weekend to Aaron Imholt to get him on. You know, like, at the end of the day, like, smart people, people with self-esteem, people with some sort of value for their... what they are as a human, don't go back to Kevin. I doubt you'll ever see Pat Dixon going back, like, please let me on. It's like, oh, this guy's a fucking untrustworthy douche. This guy's not my friend. This guy just wants to exploit people for content. Now, I've said this over a year ago, but the losers who cannot stand on their own, the losers who cannot get anything going on their own, have to go back to Kevin. They have to. It doesn't matter how many times they open for Swartzen in an Arctic tundra. You know, they have to go back. Stevie Lou needs Kevin Brennan, or he doesn't exist. I mean, on a fundamental level. And the same with Chad and Ray. Chad can pretend like he has something going on. Chad can pretend like he has a career. Chad can pretend like he's got a podcast that anybody listens to. Chad can pretend like he's cultivated fans. We all know this not to be true. And I mean it. The minute these people go off MLC, they don't exist. And Ray knows that too, I guess, which is why he's run back to Kevin. But This should be, first of all, this goes to show all you fucking idiots who are like, I can't believe he picked Melton over Kevin. Kevin's word means nothing. Kevin's not a man of his word. Kevin's not a man of integrity. Kevin's not a man of honesty. So he'll never be on MLC again. He'll never make any. Wow, he gave up 10 grand. You're all dumb. You're all dumb. Who believed that? There is no such thing as you'll never be on MLC again. Kevin needs people. And more importantly, he needs dumber people. So, like, everyone who can do on their own doesn't go on MLC. That's a fact. Even all the promises, you know, we have from Nick Swartzen and Florentine. These guys never come on because it's Loserville. Again, do you think Florentine's son makes fun clowns on Chad around the house on social media and to his own father, and Florentine doesn't laugh? Everyone knows. Everyone knows. Like, facts. Facts. There's nobody that respects Chad Zumach or Ray DeVito or Stevie Lou or anyone who has to go on that program over and over and over again to make themselves visible. So that's just where I'm at with that stuff. Hit the like button. We are going to watch The Toe from this morning. The Toe returns. How unlikable is this guy? How unlikable and bad is this fucking guy, huh? Avidan, Steel Toe win, member for 10 months. Again, you'll never ever force me to talk. You must be new, Avidan. Whenever we want is when. You're done. I mean, fuck you. What world are you going to control it? Steel Toe win. Whenever, I don't know. You know what? We'll probably do it in an hour now. I'm not going to get into it. We're going to get into something else. I don't even know what. We're going to do something else for an hour. I want you to know it's going to be all right. I'm going to show you that it's okay if we don't get into Steel Toe when you want. I'm going to show you motherfuckers how to behave. How about that? I'm going to make you better. I'll make you better. I'm going to teach you to temper expectations. I'm going to teach you how to have delayed gratification. Yeah, we'll find. We're literally going to find something else to cover. We may not even do Steel Toe today. I got a thing with Josh Denny I got to go over. Ray Tard, the untrainable, member for 17 months. Chicken fried steak, gravy or no gravy? I'm not even answering that. You know, don't. How undignified. Rhode Island Red, member for 3 months. Kevin is drowning in irrelevance like an old rusty garage wrench. Look, man, again, I haven't watched it. You haven't heard me comment on it in months. T.O. Hank calls in every week to go like, it's better than ever. And it's like, uh-huh. It's not. Literally, like, I mean, he's watching things with crumbs falling out of his mouth going like, he's thinking about donuts. I am, Kevin. I am. That's all I ever do is think about donuts. I like the pink ones with the sprinkles like Homer eats. Matter of fact, right now, thinking about the donut. And then what? You're funny? If I am thinking about donuts 24/7, are you funny now? Are you good? Did your show just become one of the best clip shows ever? High five. Oh, wait, you're still eating crackers? Out of your mind? Days late on everything, like usual? Fuck. Hey, put on something else and make a comment about it, like, the thing about Bob is he doesn't even make any money. He does. He told me how much money he makes. It's actually sad. We're going to get him on Super Tip so he can start keeping more of it. And we'll just keep everybody who hates Melton off Super Tips to stick it to Melton. You know what? I'd rather make 35% less then let Melt, then give Melt, then have Melt, if Melt and I, where are my crackers? Where are my crackers? Let me ask you something. Do you cut up that Aboriginal wife's fucking pussy when you eat her out with your saltine crackers with your pointy corners? When you go down on her fucking Brillo pad bush? He's talking about my wife. I am. Now I just am. Oh, shit. What's sharper? What cuts up who's... Do you cut her pussy up with the crackers more, or does she cut up your mouth with the Brillo pad bush? With that hard, wiry cunt. Was that fucked up? Is that going to be on a clip? Jesus. No, I'm just wondering. Do the crackers get stuck in there? Do you have to Dyson them out? When she stands up, does she leave some sort of Hansel and Gretel trail of crumbs to the bathroom? And then your kids have to, like, play the game. Where's mommy? She's in the bathroom rinsing the crumbs out of her canyon crotch.
Steel toe when? Steel toe when? Steel toe when? Steel toe when?
Oh, God. And see that? See what he does? He talks about my wife. Stevie Lou will be on there. Yeah, he never shuts up about mine either. He never shuts up about my wife either. He fucking just goes on and on. You know, one day he's going to run that movie sort of mouth of his too much. One day he's going to run into the wrong fucking one. And, yeah, man, I'd hate to be around the corner from that with nunchucks when that goes down, huh? Huh? You guys want to see something fucking hilarious? Look at this. Oof. It's going to be a rough one to watch. Bonk! Bank! Look at little Godfrey. Look at what Godfrey do. Look at what Godfrey's doing. He's doing a GoFundMe for a comedy special. Oh, you know what it is. You ready? You know what it is. Hey, y'all, it's Godfrey. The guy who can't afford his own comedy special. You may have seen me on the road with the likes of Chad Zumach. Hey, Godfrey, you play theaters. Do you believe in yourself? Why don't you fund your own comedy special? Also, loser, how's your GoFundMe doing? How's your GoFundMe doing? All these guys are sad as fuck. Watch this fucking...
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Godfrey. Guess what?
All of them. Guess what? I'm another black man who needs money from you. Guess what? Guess what? I'm another comedian who can't afford to make my own special. And I'm going to overcharge you for it like a motherfucker. Yeah, you heard.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome to my GoFundMe.
He's got a George Carlin shirt on. Ah, the great. Chad was right. Yeah, it's your boy Godfrey. You know, one of the greats, like Carlin.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Godfrey. Guess what? Yo, what's up? It's your boy Godfrey. Guess what? Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? It's yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? Yo, what's
up? Yo, we're just trying to make the goal. We're just trying to make the goal. Is it from the 90s? No, he got a special filter that puts it in 4:3. Yo, I'm trying to make it grainy as fuck so it feels authentic. Wu-Tang, you heard? Yeah, we could have got good cameras. Again, like, these GoFundMes, you should present your team, your capabilities, instill some sort of confidence and that you even know what you're doing. You're putting up a video in 4:3. It's not even 4:3. I don't even know what this is. It's some lost resolution between 16:9 and 4:3. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Except it's my boy. Everybody, all these people who need money are your boy. Aaron Imholt's your boy. Godfrey's your boy. Hey, Godfrey, can you really not afford to shoot your own special? I mean, haven't you been a comedian for fucking 30 years, dog? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Like, okay, I guess pitch me.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome to my...
Guess what? Welcome. Guess what? Welcome to my GoFundMe.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome.
Guess what, dude? Guess what? I'm out of money again. Guess what? I need money. Yo, what up? It's your boy. Guess what? I'm broke. Guess what? I'm unsuccessful AF, dog. Yo, guess what? I need money. Cool, cool, cool. Go on.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome to my GoFundMe. That's right.
Proud of it, too. This is sending a Venmo request to your mom for groceries. Yo, I'm proud to announce I don't have enough money. Yo, guess what? I'm so stoked to be here and excited to present my handout to you for please. Yo, guess what? Guess what? It's not just my loser openers who can't afford sofas. I can't afford shit either. Yo, guess what? Guess what? 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 Are you going to do something for yourself? Oh, no, you need help. What? 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 Successful comic that plays theaters? Oh, you need our money? Cool, 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 cool.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome to my GoFundMe. That's right. I am funding my own special.
I mean, no, you're not. The fact is, all these people go like, you're telling people to go fund you. You're not funding shit. You're not funding shit. You're begging for money. You're begging for money. You hack black. You black clown. Hello.
That's right. You guys.
That's right. I'm doing it all myself with your help and all your money. Yo, let's rally up.
My GoFundMe, that's right. I am funding my own special.
It's such a weird way to phrase that. I'm funding my own shit. I'm doing this all myself with your wallets.
That's right. You guys are like, when are you coming out with a special? When are you coming out with a
special? Are we? Rusty, look up those clips. Can somebody send me some links? People are all, they're clamoring. When are you coming out with that special? When are you coming out with that special? Yo, we seen you. Yo, we seen you in that, shit. What was that shit we had seen you in? Fuck. Oh, yeah. You were the guy they replaced in the 7-Up commercials, right? Yeah. You were the first guy they cast, and it wasn't quite right. You know, like Eric Stoltz and Mask. Yeah. You were the first guy. You were supposed to be Marty McFly, and then they had to reshoot the whole... Yeah, that was... Fuck, that was you? So you had the 7-Up thing where you got fired. I. And then what? Everyone was like, yo! 25 years later, they were like, yo, when we gonna get that? Yo, when that special gonna drop? We've been waiting 25 years for that special. When? Please, Godfrey, you've been writing jokes for 25 years. We've been wanting to hear them. When could we hear them? So you're doing your own what now?
Oh, it's your boy, Godfrey. Guess what? Welcome to my GoFundMe. That's right. I am funding my own special. That's right. You guys are like, when are you coming out with a special? When are you coming out with a special?
Nothing gets by Gray Lobster, huh? Nothing gets by that guy.
Special. You know what? The landscape has changed. A lot of comedians have been doing it themselves.
Yes. Mark Norman did it himself. Shane Gillis did one himself. Yep. Yep. What are you doing? First of all, I'm not even kidding. This fucking idiot wants $250,000. I'm sorry. Are we buying you a New York apartment? You fucking loser. What a poor loser. Yeah, a lot of comics are doing it themselves. He wants $250,000. I'm not kidding. If Netflix shot your special, they wouldn't spend that much. Netflix wouldn't have those production costs to shoot your special. So what's he doing? Buying Ari Alexa's? Hello? What is going on? And again, these guys think you're dumb. This is all going to take him and his girlfriend out to Red Lobster for Cheddar Bay biscuits. This is a scam. I'm calling it. Sue me, big boy. Sue me. There ain't no special that costs this much. $250,000 for an independent shoot. For an independent shoot. He wants more than a full-scale production company would want. Out of his fucking mind. And then again, Chad thinks this is one of the greats. This guy wants to clap at me and say he's going to break my neck. You're not going to do shit without a fundraiser for a fucking plane ticket, pussy. What are you going to do? Again, he's supposed to be here in like a month. Come get it. Come get it, stupid. I'll wreck your fucking world. I've already told you. I'll wreck your life. You're out of your fucking league in every aspect of your fucking existence. What do you think you're doing? This is so fucking cringe. And guess what? They all do GoFundMe instead of Kickstarter because they get to keep the money no matter what. So he'll raise $70,000, not enough to shoot the special. And guess what? He'll get it. He'll get your $25,000.
And I was like, you know what? I need to start doing it.
You know what? I've seen some people do it. I should copy them. I should do it, but do it wrong. I should completely... Hey, guess what? These people who do this do. They know whether or not it'll succeed before they do it. You fucking unanalytical clown. You don't have the... Again, I don't know why you don't have the fan base to do it, but you don't. You don't. I don't know how you get hundreds of thousands of views on your podcast. You play theaters doing stand-up, and you can't afford to shoot your own special. And then you do a GoFundMe for it, and you still can't raise the money. Ouch! Ouch! It's the Chad Zumok School of Fail. Why don't you call him and talk about it? You know they will. Chad, yo, you see what Mountain said about me? Yeah, don't worry about it. He says I can't do my own stuff, too. Yo, and you did? You proved him wrong? No, not yet, but I'm gonna. It's been 15 months since he shut down my store, and I said, oh, I'm about to get my own new store up. So that's coming. Oh, yeah? For real, dog? You working on it? No, I don't really know how to do that, but I'm working on maybe talking to a guy and finding out how to do it at some point. Yo, word, Chad? You want to open for me one time next year? You're one of the greats, Godfrey. This is why you're one of the greats. Fuck. You know what? Hanging out with Chad Zumok has made me realize about Godfrey? He's a fucking loser clown. I had no idea. I opened for this guy a million times. I worked with this guy all over the country. He's a nice guy. I had no idea he was such an out-of-it loser. I didn't have any fucking clue. This is the kissy face you make when you're trying to raise money? This is the face you make when you're trying to raise money. You're not robbing a wallet. You're not drinking gin and juice in the hood. This isn't, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. What happened? This is his fundraising face. This is the face he makes. Yo. I got to get on that. Yo, I seen some white people who been doing it themselves, and I thought, yo, you got to do it yourself, only you don't got any money. So say you're going to do it yourself, but then just raise way too much money, dog.
Me, that's right. I am funding my own special. That's right. You guys are like, what are you?
That's right. That's right. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm definitely not going to come up super short months into the ask. Ooga booga. Right, Godfrey? You got it, right? You've been asking for months and months, and you're really close to the goal, right? Oh, no. Oh, no.
When are you coming out with a special? When are you coming out with a special?
If the crowds have been asking, dude. They've been beating down my dude, they asking at the clubs. They asking in the streets. Where my special? How you get to my special? Where you putting out with the special? That's why my GoFundMe is off the hook.
You know what? The landscape has changed.
Ah! Holy shit. Mostly thanks to your ancestors. The farmer.
A lot of comedians have been doing it themselves. And I was like, you know what?
You know what? Nothing's working in my career for the past 20 years. Why don't I try this? You know what? I try clinging onto Chad Zumok's coattails and fighting his battles for him. You know what? You know what? The landscape has changed. There ain't even cotton plants out there no more. You know what?
I need to start doing it. Stop waiting on people. Stop it.
Yeah, don't wait for Hollywood to tell you you got it. Just raise $250,000 and then show them you could do it yourself.
No more of that. We are going to start doing things for ourselves.
You know what I love about this is that he prepped this so well. He's definitely not just talking out of his ass. He really, really knows what he's saying. He's got a plan. Again, like, if you're asking for $250,000, where you'd be like, we're shooting on this with the intention of selling it to this. We have a reward set up. We have, no. Yo, I heard about some white boys doing this shit, and I was like, damn, why can't I? And I didn't think for 1 minute of an answer to that question. Like, no fan base, not funny enough, not intelligent enough, no fucking plan at all, no idea what it costs, just a stupid black man doing stupid black shit. Right, Godfrey? Right?
What's special? When are you coming out with a special?
When are you coming out with it? When are you coming out with it? I go into the store to get rolling papers. They're like, when are you coming out with it? I go into the store to get a Jesus candle. They're like, when you coming out with it? Where can we get that special? I go down to Gray's Papaya to get a hot dog. They're like, yo, Godfrey, when can we get that special? No one's ever said that. No one knows who you are.
You know what? The landscape has changed.
Dude, it's changed out there. A lot of guys is doing it themselves.
A lot of comedians have been doing it themselves.
He's 2024. He woke up. He's like, whoa, whoa. Yo, I just looked around. A lot of people be out here doing it themselves. Holy shit. Holy shit. Thanks for tuning in, Godfrey. Godfrey's on it. Yo, I just realized a lot of these motherfuckers out here doing it themselves.
And I was like, you know what?
You know what? I should do it myself, but I don't have any money. And I don't believe in myself. And nobody else does either. I can't raise anything. I thought for a minute about going to my podcast that has $250,000 people and being like, if you all give a dollar, that would be enough. But then I realized those are mostly bots and bullshit. Nobody sits around and watches me and Dante Nero talk comedy every week for hours. That's fake as fuck. So I thought I'd bring it to GoFundMe and ask you guys for $250,000, where it become woefully apparent to everybody who checks it out that I do not have fans. I thought I'd start a GoFundMe to show everybody that the numbers on my social media are made up as fuck. I thought this would be a way to show everybody that everything I do is smoke and mirrors.
I need to start doing it. Stop waiting on people. Stop it. No more of that.
Stop waiting on people. Godfrey's just at the olive tree. Just going, oh, God, when are they going to come offer me a special? Always a bridesmaid.
We're going to start doing things for ourselves.
Yeah. And by that, I mean you give me money.
And you guys, this is my GoFundMe. And I appreciate you guys.
That's it. That's all they have. Yo, I'm going to do a special. I got no plan. This is my GoFundMe. We doing it ourselves. Yo, thank you. Is that it? That's it. $250,000 for this.
If you donate to my goal is to raise $200,000 to do my own special. You know why? Because
why?
Because if you self-fund it, you can control it, you can executive produce it, and that is what I want to do.
Yeah, we all do, right? Yeah. I want to own the network, I want to own the satellites, and I want to own the distribution. That's what I want to do. Please give me $2 billion to buy everything I ever wanted for my dream. Yo, Godfrey, you're a genius, dude. Nobody ever thought of this. Yo, you don't understand how I want to do it.
My goal is to raise $200,000 to do my own special. You know why? Because if you sell... Because
I don't have any money, no one's asking, and if I control it myself, that way, you know, pretty much... I'll control it myself. Hello?
Fund it. You can control it. You can executive produce it. And that is what I want to do. So, guys.
What's it called? How long have you been working on it? What's the intention when you, after it's produced for distribution? I don't know, man. I'm black and I just had this idea 7 minutes ago. So, I put 48 seconds into a video. I'm asking you for $250,000. Hey, yo, let's see what happens. I'm funding it myself. I mean, wow. Not since Kate Meany have I rooted for something really bad to happen to someone at a Subway more. What a fucking these guys take money so flippantly. It's just a couple hundred grand. Yeah? Yeah, I got. Do you have a proposal on how this is all going to work? Who's shooting it? Where will it be filmed? Again, is there any intent to pay people back if it were to sell? Is there points on the back end for investors? Are you looking for some sort of large scale investors or just other stupid black people who are your fans who you will grift out of $10 to $25 at a time? What's the plan here? Rip off other stupid black people? And by the way, I say other stupid black people because you're a stupid black person. These are just facts. I'm not being racist. He's black and he's stupider than dog shit.
Here it is. GoFundMe. Let's make this happen.
That's it. Here it is. This is like Chad came up with it. Yo, we're doing it. I've created it. Throw some money in there. There's no plan. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I do need 200 grand.
Get your donations going right now. All right, let's do it.
Get them going. Yo, I don't know what you're waiting for. Holy shit, is this guy punchable? Holy shit, is this guy a loser? Look at it. So he's raised $37,000 off 560 suckers. Dante Nero is getting all this money on his behalf. I can't wait for you to get your own special. This special is going to be legendary. Why? Why would you think that? Hey, Godfrey, thanks for your help with the shout out for Lemming Tree. What? One of the most underrated comics of our era. I'm definitely buying tickets to the show. You are? You don't even know where it's going to be. You're the absolutely hilarious while being handsome. Keep doing what you do. And this guy just attached 4 photos of himself. Keep doing what you do. Here's some photos in case they help with your special. Black people just love to share other black people they're raising money for. Yo, I'm from Southeast London. You are a living legend. You make my day through rough times. Okay, there's no way these are real. There's no way these are real. I appreciate you for raising attention to our shared issues as African ancestral people. What? Praying for a successful special. Look at this woman. She just uploaded a picture of herself like, hi, I believe in your entrepreneurial vision. Black people, don't get it twisted. Godfrey's not a business guy. He has no ideas. There's no plan. Entrepreneurial vision. I don't know if you know what that word means. Godfrey's plan was, yo, guess what? This my GoFundMe. Let's get them donations in. I'm finna do my own thing. So get them donations in. Hell yeah. I could control it. I could do it. I could achieve it. I could believe it. You know, just rhyming bumper sticker garbage sentiments that mean nothing and go nowhere. He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have a team. He just wants a couple hundred thousand. Yo, guess what? I'm gonna do a special. So get it in. That way it will be controlled by me. And that's all I really thought about. But yo, give me that money and then we'll see what's up. Jesus Christ. You know what? Try not to be racist when you run into somebody like this. It's like, fuck. Oh, there. He really is dumb. You realize that these people just want to take your fucking money. They just want to take. They don't give a fuck. That's why it really is offensive to me when like Hackamania or something comes around. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to make 10 grand and we have a budget and I've, you know, forecasted it and we know what everything's going to be. Forget about it. No, Milton's going to steal your money and stuff. Right. All I did was have a professional website with a detailed plan laid out with scheduling and tickets and policies and stuff. You're right. Fuck, it hurts. It hurts my brain. We're going to start looking into everything this fucking idiot does. He's an idiot. Chad, our first clue was Chad thinks he's one of the best comics working today. Our second clue was he likes Chad and is Chad's friend. What do you mean these people? Blacks! Dumb blacks. Shades Cow's mom was right. Oh, God. It's painful. It's just painful to watch a guy like this ask for a couple hundred thousand dollars and not have a plan at all. It's just disrespectful to you. You know, when I know what can be done with 10 grand, I know what can be done with 20 grand. He doesn't, again, what's the plan? Okay, would you like some toe? Shall we toe? Anyway, there's going to be a lot more Godfrey. Strap in. Jesus Christ, this guy a clown. And you tell him. You clip it and you tell him. Don't let Patrick fool you. He loves the blacks. Catalano TV says Melton's the best. Joey sees a goddamn clown. I don't want anything to do with them. I was watching that video on Tukey's latest show. Like, Joey C's not capable of just being a human in society. These are like a subclass of people. Sorry, Joey. I know we got along and stuff at the live events, but, you know. Colin Madden says, meanwhile, he just made himself 37K. Not bad. You're right. And unfortunately, they're all from other black people who probably don't have the money. But, you know, it's the same thing Aaron does to stupid white people in the Midwest. It's like, you just, every day, you take these motherfuckers for $10 to $25 telling them, we're doing it, we're rallying, we're... And you're not. Scooter G, did you see when Godfrey was on Club Shasha? Probably Shannon's worst guest. No, please send it to my email. Patrick at nobodylikesonions.com. Hold on, I just got an email from somebody. If you ever need somebody to yell at, feel free to yell at me. I'm an idiot yokel in the middle, so plenty to scream at or make shit up. I'm a great punching bag. Yeah, don't email me that kind of stuff. We're not looking for volunteers, nerds. We're not looking for that. Thank you, Corey. Too soon, member for a month. We can accomplish anything with the goal. Has anyone checked on the goal? It has been transcended. It is transcended into the urban community now. I mean, just like That shit should make you more mad than most things. It really should. All right. Steel toe, is it? Morning. What is it? Steel toe morning show. Win steel toe. By the way, congrats to him. He got back up to 13,000 subscribers. He almost went down to 12.8. But now he's back to 13. Boy, oh boy. And the best numbers he's ever had. 7,000 views on this morning show. That's a high for him. He's never had that much. Catalano says, you're okay, Melton. Stop yelling at me. I'm not yelling at you. I don't want anything to do with you ever again. Like, you're a nut of a human being. Like, you're just like a... You're a subhuman savage who I want nothing to deal with. You and that fucking troll googly-eyed wife here. Stay the fuck away from me. I'll leave you alone. I'll be nice. I'm not trying to start a fight or anything, but like, just stay the fuck away from me. Don't email me. Don't be in my chat. You and your fucking gross fucking family. Just stay away from me. Liar, he's saying. I mean, I'm not. Here's how I'm lying. I'll just kick you out. I'm dead serious. I don't want anything to do with you. You're disgusting. You're disgusting people, and I want nothing to do with you. I wish you the best. I don't want anything to do with it. You're fucking gross. Okay, so here we go. And again, I know you're only in here to like get stuff off of my channel and stuff. It's like we just don't. Ugh. All right, here's Steel Toe morning show from this morning. And again, the guy just keeps getting more and more unlikable. It's why he can't be a state's witness anywhere. I don't believe he'll be a state witness for any of the Ricadas or April stuff. He's unreliable. He's unlikable. And there's no substance here that can be counted on or entered into any testimony with any sort of reliability. So, okay. Now, in typical Aaron Imholt fashion, he's going to beat a bit to death here. Has to keep checking himself in the mirror.
Do you ever think... Does it ever occur that maybe sometime... Maybe, perhaps, once in a while, do you ever think that maybe the... That
six
that
months
maybe
later.
Once in a while, that there's probably a chance that maybe...
A few minutes later...
Did you ever take a look at what's going on and everything like that? Like, I had to have, you know, I run a corporation.
So, hold on. The line was, did you ever take a look at what's going on? That's what it took him five times to get out. We shouldn't miss the payoff here. The line is, did you ever take a look at what's going on?
What's going on? And
that's the line?
Did you ever notice... you ever take a look at what's going on? And
so that was the line that he couldn't get out. Does it ever occur that... Did you ever look at what's going on? Yeah.
And
situational awareness? I'm about it, yeah.
Everything like that. Like, I had to have... You know, I run a corporation here. A small little mom and pop. Well, pop. Organization here, and we had a meeting yesterday, and at this meeting, all the members of the board present, we had a discussion, we had a conversation, and we just kind of kicked around the idea that maybe it was brought up at the meeting that maybe I'm not so good for the brand.
So what is this? What is this? You know, he always tries to give us corporate advice and, you know, like teach us business stuff. He's the worst at it, but he tries. So what's he saying here? I have a company and I'm the only person in the company and I'm not good for the brand. I mean, fair assessment, but why frame it through this whole lens of like the board meeting and the stakeholders and the. Now, if you're not good for the brand, you're admitting there's some sort of problematic thing here. Let's not forget, he's supposed to go back to Leighton Broadcasting this month. He's supposed to return to the FM airwaves this month. Been rubbing it in our faces. He's just got to get a September. In September, he starts back to the radio, and then he can start to relax on the goal a little bit. But we've heard that before. We heard when April left, he was going to take 200 off the goal every day, and then, you know, then, of course, he started overpaying Johnny. But now Johnny's on the way out, so I imagine the goal will come down, right? Plus, he's going back on FM radio. Why would he be bad for the brand? It seems like, I mean, they just had their 10th anniversary show that he didn't even bother recording because it was so special.
It was a discussion. It was brought up. It was motioned. There was no second, but it did not fail. Now,
what's happening here?
Necessarily. So we tabled it for later. That perhaps I'm bad for the brand. There was a time where I was very good for the brand. That time was last week. And then, you know, this is how the internet game goes. As the great.
By the way, the reason he looks bad this week is because of the internet. Last week he was good for the brand, but that's how the internet goes. No, that's how the sharing and dissemination of illegal revenge porn goes. The downplaying of the seriousness of this crime is bananas. Again, this is what's grabbing traction in the news. I don't even think Ricada's arrest was like in the news like this. Aaron's like now popping up on local news stories. He's on Fox. He's in The Sun. He's in the Daily Mail. He's in the Associated Press. It's all picking up this story. But it's the internet's fault. That's how the internet goes. You know, sometimes you're making fun of your wife for getting arrested. Sometimes you're getting arrested. That's just the internet. Oh.
Post Malone once said, sometimes you're running, sometimes you're crawling, sometimes you're broke, sometimes you're balling. Sometimes you're driving, sometimes you're stalling, sometimes you're flying, sometimes you're falling. But there's still beauty in the nosedive.
He's one of these guys, like when he quotes songs, he doesn't understand how to just do four bars and move on. He's like, I don't know how to stop. Do I go into the bridge now? How do I?
So I think it was somebody on Kiwi Farms that said last week or early last week. Aaron Steel Toe's been stacking W's lately. You know, here's what I've learned about streaming and the internet and all that.
Okay, I mean, every week. How much longer do we have to put up with this fucking idiot? He's done nothing but learn. This whole year has just been a big lesson for him, you know? You know, let me tell you what I've learned about the internet. Let me tell you what I've learned. Don't gloat. Don't gloat. You never know when it can turn. Meanwhile, today's all gloating.
Is that when you start stacking W's, save them.
Aaron, you haven't stacked a W since 2022, okay? In 2022, your wife accused you of physically assaulting her. Your other wife said, yeah, totally, I can see that. And then they both commiserated about how you're a monster for headbutting and cutting off her circulation, cutting off her airflow. So you're a woman abuser. We've seen on air how you psychologically and mentally abuse both women and male co-hosts. You haven't been stacking W's. We're watching you every day actually have physical tics. You're developing physical cope mechanisms to deal with the loss of $30 to $50. You've lost your wife. You've lost your broadcast partner. You don't have a friend in the world you can trust. There's no one real in your life. And even the people you purport to love and who you say love you are very, very new in your life. And I'm talking about your father, your mother, your cousins, your children, and Slam Piece Ann. All of them. They're not real friends, are they, Aaron? They're not real acquaintances. They're not people who know you because nobody knows you like we know you, Aaron. You're a fucking monster. You're a fucking monster. And people start becoming aware of that and getting turned on to that. Everybody in your life. Now, Johnny is starting to get woken up to it. So you've got two hangers-on in Matt and Cheetos. Everyone else, you lose, and then you declare they were mentally ill, they had problems. Again, when April was with you, you said she was an extremely talented broadcaster. Nobody could do it. Like, you'd found this diamond in the rough. Meanwhile, you're divorcing her, and you tell us, like, what am I supposed to do, guys? What am I going to tell you? Like, she's dog shit, she's uneducated, and doesn't know how to talk? Yeah. But I guess because you have a 30-minute-a-week BetterHelp subscription, we're supposed to buy the horse shit that you're working on yourself and better. We're watching your life completely fucking destroy itself. You've got two women who you're not allowed to address, talk to indirectly or directly, or talk about as court ordered. You're not allowed to leave the fucking state. Your ex-wife, the mother of your children, wouldn't let you have the kids this weekend because she thought the police might show up and take you away, and she didn't want them to see that, thus ruining your drinking day at the state fair. And I know you were looking forward to ignoring your children from atop a Ferris wheel, whiskey in hand, just cruising at 65 feet, wind in your hair. Fucking idiot. You know, Louis almost looks normal from up here. Just fucking pathetic. It's fucking sad. So keep stacking the wins, is it, you nerd? You're broke? You're in a house alone? I know you know this. There ain't no real friend in your life. There's no one you can trust. Matt is a switched-off loaf of white bread. Johnny is on the fucking way out, and you're trying to develop cope mechanisms and covers for that as we speak. I know better, man. I know better. There's no amount of fucking ice buckets and glasses of whiskey alone on the back porch with a cigar that'll make you think you're loved. You are delusional. You are a shell of what you were a year ago. This is pathetic. So keep pretending like you've got wins stacked up. You don't. You're gaining weight. Your dog can't stand you. It's shitting in your bed. I mean, your own lawyer couldn't even arrange for you to turn yourself in at a jail. They didn't trust you. They came and picked you up.
Save them up. Store them like nuts for the winter or firewood for your hearth. That's what you should probably do. How you doing, guys? Should we change this? Hold on. Let's change this up. Let's use one of these bad boys and let's change.
No, this is funny. This is actually very funny. You ever seen a guy who has no clue how a whiteboard works? This is fucking great.
Change up our little board here.
So he grabs a wet one. Now, he doesn't know how to get the wet ones out without taking the lid off. He can't use the...
Started today. I got lots of stories for you from the weekend. I got to get you guys caught up on a lot of shit. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Look, am I aware that there are people that may not like me?
Why does he have to do this every show? Every show. You know, now I know there's some people out there who don't like me. Yeah, it's called your live audience. Watch this.
That may show up in our chat and send dollars and things like that. Hey, thank you.
Ban them.
Thank you for the money. I appreciate it. I probably won't read what you write. I just want to throw that out there. There's just certain things I can't say. There's certain things I can't discuss. I will thank you for your money. I will not read it. I will consider that your only warning. And our YouTube mods have asked me if they can go nuts. I never stopped you from going nuts?
Now he's never stopped them from going nuts. Even though he's had these big, you know, big amnesties where he like unblocks everybody.
Do what you want. I'm going to change the message. What do you think? Here. Let's go with something cute. Let's go. You know what? I don't even want it to remind us of silliness and the internet.
I don't want it to remind us of the internet. I don't want my internet radio show to be thinking about the internet. I don't want it to remind us of silliness. I don't want it to remind us of the internet.
And horseshit.
Or horseshit.
And dumb things.
I mean, this is what he is now. People are saying he's losing his mind. He's cracking. He's crumbling. He's snapping. It's already happened. We've got a man standing in his studio basement laundry room, literally just talking off mic, going, "I don't want anything silly or fun or about the internet or horseshit or what was it? What were the rules?"
You know what? I don't even want it to remind us of silliness and the internet and horseshit and dumb things. So
he's wiped the board with a wet wipe. We all know the excess moisture on a wet wipe. If he waited 3 seconds for the board to dry, he'd be able to write on it like new. But now he's going to ruin his marker by writing on the board immediately after soaking it down with a wet wipe. And he doesn't know why it doesn't work. And then he does the same thing again and goes, "Huh, it's still not working."
We'll just go with a simple. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Why is it? Whoa, why did it do that?
Yeah, don't use those wipes on a whiteboard.
No, you can use those wipes on a whiteboard. You do have to let it dry before you write on it again. You can wipe it down with water and a paper towel. You do have to let it dry before you wipe right on it again.
It's not. You got to dry it off first.
He's telling us, guys, put this down in the same book you put the spicy chicken mashed potato trick. You got to dry it off first.
It's called dry erase.
Okay.
So we'll go. Yeah, this. I fucked up. As a Vikings fan.
First of all, this board's not important. This board serves no purpose in the show. He doesn't ever. Remember, for a minute it was about you. He would write the donators on it, but that got to be too much work. Why keep track of that? So now he just writes a stupid phrase on it, but. His OCD won't let him not do it, so he's got to do it, but it's not working. And then Slam Piece, of course, wrote Steel Toe. He'll never erase that. Slam Piece wrote this in her handwriting, so that stays up there forever. Very cool. The time Slam Piece wrote on my board in legible handwriting, so that's dope.
That totally checks out, that I would write that message on the board.
So it says Skull Vikings. Big change from last week's thinking of getting a new camera.
And that it would be faded. That actually is a great omen for the 2024 season. All right. So, oh my God, where do we want to start? You want to start it last Thursday? We can start it last Thursday. Here's the plan, guys. Because I got people in the Rumble chat. They're like, are you sure you should? Should you be talk? We all know what the rules are. We all know what can and can't be said. So we're going to say.
We all know, but Aaron's the only one who's going to violate those flagrantly. You want to bet? Potato says, idea for Ray DeVito nickname, Dent Head DeVito. I mean, he just, like, I've seen enough. It's like Liam goes on MLC and, like, makes fun of Ray nonstop, and then Ray has Liam on. It's just like, oh, these guys are all absolute losers. Like, it's just at some point you do got to walk away. I love that Ray's like, yeah, I've learned my lesson not to fuck with Carl. It upsets KB. It's like, yeah, Carl's just never done anything to you but be nice and invite you on shows. It's like, I really don't get it. But now I understand that Ray doesn't have the capacity for any kind of like loyalty or I guess even just critical thinking on a selfish level. It's like, okay,
say what we can. And then to the disappointment of a lot of you here, we're going to do a morning show.
Ooh, we'll see about that.
The show's going to be essentially what it's been.
So he's like, it's very funny because on his Facebook group called Toe Boys, he's posting things like, the old school radio fans are going to love it because we're going to have to get back and just do radio shows. I can't talk about all this stuff. But now he's like, yeah, the show's going to be what it always was, you know, just a great morning show. It's like, well, which is it? You made an announcement that big changes are coming. You're going back to the way it used to be. Now you're like, it's going to be the way it always is. Just a great morning show.
Catch up with my life, and then we'll do a morning show. So I'm sorry if you want me to be your monkey. I'm sorry if you hate my fucking guts and you want me to just come on here and just do nothing but spill. You're not going to get that. I apologize. I know that's going to drive you more nuts. I know that's going to bring out your dachshund fingers and everything like that. I can't stop you. Your mental illness for me has consumed you. It's who you are now.
So now he's back to everybody's mentally ill. Just last week, he was a Melton fan again. They were going to watch Melton. Melton's funny. Melton does this successfully. Melton's the only guy who, like, is at least doing it correctly. He also, every week I'm mentally ill, and then I'm back to like, he's just doing his thing. Now this week I'm mentally ill. It's too late. This is what it is. He's sorry he can't help me. Meanwhile, I'm clawing at his screen door. Please help me. You're the only one that can help me.
I'm sorry. I, as an adult, problems come up. I take steps to fix those problems. That's where we're at right now. But let's get to...
So these restraining orders from women that I harass? Look, I'm an adult. These kind of problems come up. Problems pop up. I deal with them. I'm sorry. These are just like... This is like an audit or something like that. It's put on your plate and you have to carve through it. Anthony Torito, member for a month. Much love, my Noga. Keep feet on necks. KB created Newports and is married to Kamala, the Ugandan giant. Big if true. I heard Kevin Brennan's wife's clit has its own zip code. Is that true? And it's a bad neighborhood.
Thank you very much. Aaron's period pill with $10. Starting us off today. Says, it's great to see you back on. You know what? It's great to be back on. I love doing my show. I really do.
So last time he had court, this was pointed out by Carl on one of his segments, but last time he had court, he came back on that night and said, this morning was awesome because I didn't have to do my show. I thought about going golfing. It was just great because I didn't have to worry about the goal or do a show. We've also heard how he says like he gets so excited on Wednesday nights because there's no more night goals and he can just relax and chill and doesn't have to worry about the show and the goal. Then we'll hear him on like Thursdays and Fridays like, I can't wait for the weekend and just be done with the shows. And he hates his show. He hates his show. His show is an anxiety attack. His show is an escape room of his own building. It's like he hides the key and then he forgets where he put it and he has to freak out.
I love coming out here every morning.
He loves it. You'll never hear me complain. They say you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I love missing goals.
I like driving people nuts as much as I entertain people.
Play a clip. Play a clip of all the people you drive nuts. Never once has he ever played a clip of Carl going nuts or me going nuts or Tukey going nuts or KB going nuts. All these people, he says that they constantly, like, they can't stand how much I win. They're all losing their mind about me. Play a clip.
You've got thousands of people that we entertain and thousands of people that we just break on a daily basis.
Imagine thinking that. I break thousands of people on a daily basis. You do?
And I appreciate them both. thank you for the money. Look.
One motherfucker is broken. There's one motherfucker that's broken.
I don't think it's any secret that this is going to be an expensive deal. I've already paid for it.
Okay, so watch this lie. I was arguing with a little bit about Moody on a DM this morning. But watch this lie. This is going to be an expensive deal. It's not. He'll pay a lawyer a couple thousand dollars.
For however, you know, long it needs. You know, I've seen people on message boards go, oh, he can't take it to this point because it's expensive and blah, 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 blah. I'm not destitute.
I'm not kidding. I think he's really broke. I do think he doesn't have much money at all. He said April emptied their joint account and it was $5,000. So, do I think he's like poor? No. Do I think he has $20,000 in the bank? I don't. I don't. Do I think he has 10 in the bank? I don't think so. I don't know. It's hard to say, isn't it? He never cut the goal back. Maybe he's loaded.
I'm not broke.
Then why do you worry every time they go? Remember he said we're going to be in the red. We're going to have a bad month. We might have to let Johnny go. Again, he cut his $50,000 partner and didn't take anything off the goal. So why is Johnny's job in danger?
Business runs itself on a shoestring.
So he's loaded, but the business is broke. Got it.
That's true. Our goals, you know, pretty much break us. He gives a few hundred bucks of breathing room every month.
I thought April made $50,000. Imagine giving him money and not questioning, you know, again. You don't get to know what a show, like people give to this show and you don't get to know what I do with the money. But I don't ever tell you what I do with the money, really. I don't go like, we're barely getting by. He goes, we're barely getting by, and then he'll get an extra $50,000, and he's like, we're still barely getting by. It's like, huh?
But
that's what upsets people.
I got a buck or two squirreled away. So, people are like, oh, can he do this? Can he take it to here? I'd like to see him take it here. I can go anywhere. I mean, I can go anywhere we need to.
Can we get him a donut to sit on? He's very uncomfortable. He readjusts himself in this chair three times every hour. I can do anything I want. I'm great. We're doing great.
It's already.
Remember this next time he's on. He's 20 away from the goal. And he's like, guys, we might have to get a job. We might have to quit. This is be like, don't you have money?
He paid for. I will say this. Todd Peterson, my attorney, Todd V. Peterson. I love that I have a lawyer whose name sounds like a Supreme Court case. Todd V. Peterson. He's great, man. I found out about the warrant on Thursday. I was already out to the cabin. It was funny watching the comments. I pretty much stayed off of social media, but anytime.
This is a lie. Why would he go out to the cabin Thursday night when he had a Rumble Friday show in the morning? This is a lie. This is 100% just a lie. He found out he had the warrant midday, just like we all did. And then he fled to the cabin. He ran to the cabin. Okay? So Thursday night, he got the warrant. He decided he wasn't going to do his Rumble Friday show, and he ran to the cabin. He doesn't go spend the night at the cabin on Thursday night and drive back at 5 a.m. to do the Rumble show. No, he ran from the warrant. He thought literally like it was going to be like they were going to be busting down his door to get him.
Jokes on you, hunchback. My wife's tribe removes the clitoris at the first onset of menses. They say it keeps tigers away from the village. Go eat a donut, hack.
Donuts.
My Wigga wife be looking like Papa Shango.
My Wigga wife. She's not a Wigga wife. Wigga is a white person trying to act like your wife. That's not what your wife is at all. She legit.
Time I would see any comments, anytime something would pop up on my phone, it would, you know, there would be people who hate Steel Toe. They'd be like, he's on the lam.
No, you were. You were. Again, like, we're supposed to believe that you ran to your cabin Thursday night, even though you had a show Friday morning. Lies. Friday, you contacted an attorney, and he negotiated for you to turn yourself in Tuesday morning. None of this holds up. This is why none of this makes sense. Let me explain why. Number one, why did you have to stay off social media all weekend? Why did you hide where you were? Why were you laying low so that nobody could like pinpoint you on social media? If you had a deal with your lawyer to turn yourself in on Tuesday, why the need to be so secretive and quiet? Yeah, not true. So also, if you had a plan to turn yourself in with your lawyer, the cops wouldn't have showed up at your house and handcuffed you in your own driveway and taken you away. That's not what happens when you have a deal to turn yourself in. Okay? So, lie. Number three, you weren't allowed to have your children this weekend, right? Why? If you had a deal to turn yourself in on Tuesday, why didn't Ashley LaRue trust you to have your kids this weekend at the cabin? The state fair before school. No, she knew there was a chance they could come get you any fucking minute, and that's why you spent the weekend alone at the cabin. Sands State Fair. No cotton candy for moobs. That's why they had to come get you at your house. Mm-hmm.
He's on the left. Was that my cabin?
You don't have a cabin. You mean your dad's cabin that you've stolen?
I had a whole weekend planned.
Yeah, what happened? Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? You made a deal with your lawyer to turn yourself in Tuesday. Why didn't you just do your weekend?
You know, I had the cabin, and then Sunday it was going to the state fair, and then Monday I was just kind of taking her easy.
Checking that chat to make sure they're believing it. No mention of the children, huh? No mention of the children.
So Thursday I find out about this warrant.
Hmm.
And I just looked and I went, fucking horseshit. Obviously,
again, the flagrant nature which he treats the seriousness of these crimes. This is, you're sending out sexual pictures of a woman without her permission. Horseshit. No, actually, you did this online. You did this on a live stream. If there's a lot of things that are horseshit. This isn't one of them. This one's pretty much exactly what it says on the tin. You did this. So this is horse shit? Okay. Meanwhile, you got Gina over there being accused of also, in another instance, having revenge porn to girl. Then you got Kiki behind him going like, that's not true. He never did that. Meanwhile, Kiki's running around telling people that Kevin Brennan sent out revenge porn of her because pictures of her asshole that she took for money leaked out. Again, that's a copyright violation at best. None of these people know anything. None of these people know. Like, so Gino, who, if you had to ask me, probably definitely revenge porn another girl at some point. And then you got Keanu running around telling people, Kevin Brennan revenge porn me because he leaked my OnlyFans photos. Again, like, all these people are fucking losers. I'm not even going to say they're stupid because they don't even believe that. Like, Keanu knows she wasn't revenge porn. She's just mad she made $23 and took pictures of her butthole. Like, that's what she's mad about, that she leaked it all out there and found out that the street value of everything she has to offer, it comes in under $100. I mean, is anybody subscribed to Keanu? No. No, they're not.
If you want my opinion on that part of it, the horseshit. The whole horseshit. That if you want a comment from me, if you want me to discuss that part of it, Todd V. Peterson is my attorney. Horseshit.
Can we play that in court on the 19th? Can that just be played? This is all horseshit. Did you do it? Yeah, totally. I shared nude photos of a woman without a permission. Horseshit.
But I talked to Todd on Thursday when I heard about it. Todd is a board certified defense attorney. I mean, like a 9.6 ranking from the criminal defense.
Right. He owns a house. He went to Brown. He doesn't have any other felonies except for the other harassing women felonies and restraining orders. But other than that, he's the owner of Steel Toe Media Conglomerate.
Defense Attorneys Guild or whatever the fuck the thing is there. He's the man. He's awesome. He is an encyclopedia. He's great.
Yes, I'm sure he's one of the best. What's his name? Peterson? Ah, yes.
I love Todd. I
want to look for a Todd Peterson. You want to scroll past all the Jewish names. You definitely don't want to get an Indian or some sort of Arab. No. Stick with Todd Peterson, a regular white.
I couldn't be happier. So Thursday I talked to him.
You don't want an Armenian. You want a Todd Peterson.
Kind of gives me the rundown of everything. Friday we get everything signed. Within a half hour of having everything signed, Todd has multiple motions out. He's already contacting Stearns County, which, by the way, Todd working his fucking balls off at, 10 a.m. when I signed the paperwork. He can't get a hold of anybody from the county because they're off to vacation. They're off, to their trip. He can't get a hold of anyone he needs to.
They're all off to their trip. There was a field trip down at City Hall. They were all off to their trip. Vacation to the trip.
So he does it via email. He's got motions out. In a half hour, this fucking guy.
Yeah, how long do you think it takes to, send paperwork? Dude, within 10 minutes, he had faxed this to 4 places. I was like, Todd, how do you do it? He's like, 80s technology, man. 80s technology.
He's great. He's
unreal. He had a Dropbox with the Attorney General, shared it on over. I was like, whoa, how'd you do that? Dude, he had a printer. He printed me a copy. It was fucking insane. At 10 a.m. Can you believe it?
He's awesome.
He's awesome. He had the cyan, the yellow, magenta. And all of his toner was, topped up, man. So, he's on it. He's, with it. He gets it.
So, find out about it Thursday at the cabin. Everyone's like, he's on the run. I was not hard to find.
We knew where you were, stupid. You only have 2 places to go. The lonely, empty house with the hollow, echoing sounds of your ex-wife. And your children's love, or the lake where you're allowed to drink and no one can judge.
The problem is there are hundreds, if not thousands, of warrants out.
Thousand
on people. you can't just show up and grab them all.
That's why I was hiding at the lake.
So we let everyone know that needed to know that on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., coming in. Coming in Tuesday morning, 6 a.m., I will.
Now, another thing I call bullshit on. If his lawyer submitted paper that, like, we're coming in Tuesday morning, 6 a.m., would they go, eh, don't bother, come in at 8? Right? There's no municipal offices that are open. Now, again, the police station, sure. But, like, what about, you know, like, you're not going to get your hearing, your arraignment or whatever. You're not 6 a.m. You're going to turn yourself in. I guarantee you they'd be like, 8:30 is good.
We'll be there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, well-dressed, as I was. We'll get.
He's always so concerned with how he's not concerned with the constantly being called down to the courthouse by women he's harassing. He's not concerned with having multiple restraining orders. He's not concerned with violating those restraining orders. He's not concerned with felony dissemination of sexual images without permission. What he is concerned with is how people dress at the Stearns County Courthouse. Dude, like, some of these guys don't even, like, iron their collar. It's like, dude, focus.
Get to that part. But I had a great weekend. Went to the lake. Spent it with the family, the kids, everybody else. Sunday went.
It's not what I heard.
With a couple of friends to the state fair.
Now, you were going to take your kids to the state fair. Why didn't you? Remember Wednesday? You were like, taking my kids to the state fair, my last big day with them. The last big day with my kids before the school year starts. So excited to just go get bombed out of my brain with my kids at the fair. Listen to what he says. I was at the cabin all weekend with the family, the kids. Now, when he says the kids, how I think he gets around this is because, again, Ashley LaRue did not give him the kids this weekend. He gets to say the kids because of his cousin's kids. He gets to say the kids because his cousin's kids and his friend's kids. The same way when he had... when he pretended that he had his kids all day getting ready for Charlotte's birthday, and he said, I got to be quiet. The kids are upstairs. It was Kayla's five kids. Kayla and her five kids were upstairs. He didn't have his kids. Ashley LaRue made that clear by Twitter. He's a manipulator. He again, wants you to think he's a father of the year. He didn't have his children. Because, again, here he tells you he went to the state fair with some friends. His whole reason for going to the state fair was his kids, and it was the last big hurrah before the school year started. But that didn't get to come to fruition because of his warrant.
Emily, the kids, everybody else. Sunday went with a couple of friends to the state fair. Sunday got on stage at the garden by the ballpark bar. And I actually sang karaoke in front of a packed bar, a packed room, a packed gathering, food court, bar court thing at the state fair. Did Smoke a Little Smoke by Eric Church. It
was it remarkable?
Was fucking great. I loved it. I got video of it somewhere.
So he recorded that, but he didn't record his 10th anniversary show. That was awesome, by the way. He didn't even bother to roll audio recording on his 10th anniversary show to put it out as a podcast. Why? He knew it would be dog shit. He knew his life had collapsed. The roast of Aaron Imholt had given way to the reunion show of Aaron Imholt had given way to Oz didn't make it. The food truck didn't make it. This is dog shit. But he was going up for karaoke. He was like, guys, you got to record this. This is something I can hang my hat on for life. Smoke a Little Smoke by Eric Church.
Show it to you. And we'll, I just, there are so many jokes that run through my mind that I just go, you'd be proud of me. I'm going, don't tell that joke. Don't tell that joke. But I did that. The state fair was great. Monday, I went paddleboarding for the first time. Cue your gay jokes. Go ahead.
The criticism in this man's head. Everything he does, he just probably hears my voice or someone's voice yelling at him. You're gay. You're a loser. You don't have fans. We hate you. Kill yourself.
And then, so Tuesday comes around and I get up. I hit the snooze button. I slept till 5:30. I was asleep till 5:10. I slept till 5:30. I get...
At 5:30, he decides to get in the shower. He's going to turn himself in at 6. Remember that.
Showered. I put my shirt on. I put my pants on. I put my coat on. I put my socks on. As I'm getting my shoes on downstairs...
These are people with nothing to tell you. I got out of the shower where I had used soap for my body and shampoo for my hair. I also used conditioner for my hair. I toweled myself off, starting with my head and working my way down. It's the best way so that gravity helps you. Put on my deodorant, put on my shirt, my shoes. I tied the shoes. Under the shoes were socks. So... The jacket went on over the shirt. We're all over here like, what? The pants go on over the underwear? Okay, slow down.
There's a knock at the door and a flashlight through the window. And I'm like, motherfucker, come on. I'm just like, everybody, like, it was known that I was coming.
So you wonder what happened here. Did something get crossed? Was there a miscommunication? Because they don't come to get you if you have a deal to turn yourself in. So either they didn't believe him that he was going to turn himself in, which I don't know why they wouldn't. Or the deal was the whole time for them to come pick him up at 6. And his lawyer didn't convey it, or he's too dumb to understand it.
And I think because it was known I was coming, that I think that's why.